Are we living in an asylum? And you and I are perhaps maybe where we've been so attuned and so conditioned by insanity that maybe this isn't insane anymore? When they had to approve this with a news director, did they say, what are you going to do? Well, in the first segment, in the A block, we're going to eat, consume, we're going to consume human brain. By the way, I'm going to drink blood from a skull and then have the ashes of dead and incinerated humans rubbed on me. Okay, sounds good to me. I mean, somebody signed off on this. And in a weird way, because I tend to be a little conspiratorial, I'm sorry, it's my nature, but something tells me that somebody in some higher echelon of CNN is thankful that somebody's noticing CNN, and not for the usual reasons. Granted, it's universal disgust and revulsion. And I will say this again. This man, this intrepid reporter, will forever be known as risking his life and limb, having human egesta hurled at him, drinking from skulls. And what do? We castigate him. The only man ever to produce a story from CNN that's worth watching, that's mildly interesting. Sanjay Gupta, eat your heart out, or your brain out, in this particular case.